keep a check on how much of you is conscious or unconscious. Self-audit is self-transformation. The simple thing we have to do. See, just look at life, how it's unfolded for most people. I wouldn't say for all, but for a whole lot of people. How joyful they were when they were 5 years of age. How they are when they're 30, 40, 50, 60 or whatever age. How many moments of joy and well-being did you know when you were 5 years of age? And how many moments of joy do you know now that in many ways your life is yours? When you were 5, your life was not yours. Somebody was telling you how to do everything. In spite of that, though you had no access to the world, though you had nothing of your own, still you were very joyful. So if you had kept an audit of your life, let's say today I had 100 moments of great joy in my life when I'm 5, when I'm 6, it should at least become 110, not 22. So by the way, if you had kept this account, it would make a huge difference. So just look back. On a day you've been most happy and wonderful, not just being happy, but wonderful, you're feeling wonderful, you're behaving wonderfully, you're conducting everything wonderfully. Take that day as the standard. From that day, keep an account, an audit, a self-audit, every day before you go to bed. Am I little better than yesterday or worse than yesterday? If you just maintain this audit, your life will get better and better. And that's what should happen. With age, with experience, with understanding, with access, life should get better, not worse. Now you know the joy of being conscious, because only if you're conscious, you're alive. Now the question is only how conscious, that means how alive. Everybody is not alive to the same extent. It's important, every cell in your body bursts with life, and that will give you the most wonderful high. Not the alcohol, not the drug, not money, not success. Right now, if every cell in your body is bursting with life energy, this is the greatest high you know, because life and life is the only thing you have. You either get it high or get it low. That's the only choice you have.